The streets around the capital were closed, and there were restrictions as to who was allowed to enter. And military members in dress uniforms were everywhere. As a casket-bearing President Bush arrived, I could hear the cannon salute that was being offered in his honor. As a result of a coincidence, I was at the Capitol as the procession brought the casket to the rotunda. Even from afar, one could sense the pageantry and ceremony. There was a weight to the event that spoke of history, grandeur, and decorum. Politicians, noted guests, and citizens arrived to offer their respects to a president who hearkened back to a time of civility and appropriate discourse. So much of the conversation since the death of President Bush has focused on how our nation has changed since he served as president. Back then, even though there were disagreements, even though there were hard-fought battles over policy, there was civility, a sense of appropriateness that helped shape how our leaders fought and worked with one another. Several officials of that era reflected on the fact that disagreements over policy rarely resulted in personal attacks or animosity towards one another. It wasn't that everyone was friends, but neither were they dire enemies focused on the destruction of one another. They seemed to understand that there was a bigger purpose to their activities, the stability and future of our nation. There was a recognition that people on opposite sides of the political aisle could advocate for their positions without descending into spiteful rhetoric that undermined the political process. And while folks may be painting a rosier picture of the political process in days gone by than it really was, it's obvious to all who live today in the United States that we are living in a particularly divisive time in our nation's history. Whether it is better or worse than it was at other times in our nation's history can be debated. But ultimately, that doesn't matter. For this is our time, our moment in history. Warmly remembering how it used to be isn't sufficient. It is incumbent upon all of us to work for change, to stem the tide, and retreat from the politics of distrust and anger. Our nation can be better than it is, but it will require all of us working together, demanding more from our politicians and from ourselves. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.